Stickered Up, the official podcast of the Cars Tour, is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour Series, presented by Sound Gear. We head north up I-95 this weekend, a trip to Thornburg, Virginia, Dominion Raceway for the running of the Minis Mission 125, 125 laps for the late model stock cars. Also have some U-cars, 8-cylinder, any cars as part of it, as well as Bandos and Legends. We'll go through the schedule here momentarily, but this weekend is going to be more about what's going on off the racetrack as opposed to on the racetrack. This is the second year that Mini Tyrrell has done his Minis Mission at Dominion, and he and his team, along with every other late model stock car team this weekend, will be hosting a family from Walter Reed Hospital, kids that are fighting cancer and terminal illnesses, to give them a race day experience that they'll never forget. And that activity will be on Friday and Saturday. We're actually going to talk with Mini Tyrrell in segment two about this weekend's Minis Mission 125. Taking a look at the schedule, teams will be in action starting at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The Cars Tour late model stock cars will take to the racetrack. They'll have three practice sessions starting at 2 o'clock. They'll wrap up at 4 o'clock. And then 6 o'clock, the Minis Mission dinner in the Groove Hall. That'll take place with drivers and crew. Cars Tour people will be involved with that. Local divisions that'll be practicing from 5 to 8. And then 9 o'clock, there'll be a social hour for the Cars Tour drivers, people that are part of Minis Mission this weekend. That'll be at the 118 Bar and Grill. Activities will start back at the racetrack again on Saturday afternoon. Cars Tour late model stock cars will hit the racetrack at 1:30. They'll have two practices going until 2:15. Grandstands will open at 3 o'clock. Cars Tour late model single car qualifying will go off at 6 o'clock. And then if you weren't at Dominion last year, you really missed this. The pre-race ceremony that these guys do is top-notch. That starts off at 6:40. They've got a skydiver show coming in, a color guard presentation, national anthem, and then the green flag for the Bandos will go off at 7 o'clock. Legend Cars will follow them. And then 8 o'clock, Cars Tour late model driver introductions, and 8:30, Brandon Willard will wave the green flag for the Minis Mission 125. And taking a quick look at the entry list for this weekend's festivities at Dominion, 25 late model stock car drivers pre-entered. They include Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Landon Pimbleton, Deke McCaskill, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple, Buddy Iles Jr., Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Connor Hall, our most recent winner, Cade Brown, who won the Jack Ingram at Hickory this past weekend, Mason Diaz back in competition this weekend in the familiar 24, Jonathan Finley, Britt Cruz, Davey Callahan, Connor Jones, Isabella Robusto, Landon Lewis, Trayton Lapsevich, Mini Tyrrell, Tate Fogelman, and Jacob Hefner. Those are the 25 late model stock car drivers that have pre-entered for this weekend's festivities for the Minis Mission 125 at Dominion Raceway. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this first segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road. Sticker up. When we return, we will chat with the driver of the number 81, Mini Tyrrell. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending, geo cut for media blasting and surface conditioning, Geocut, South Boston, Virginia. For powder coating, Geocut. On-demand laser cut parts, just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
This is Brandon Pierce, driver of the Crossroads Harley-Davidson, number 2 Carroll Speed Shop Camaro. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour Series presented by Sound Gear. Join us via the GSX Wraps Hotline. Driver the number 81 on the late model stock car side in the Cars Tour. Most of you guys know him as Minnie Tyrell. Minnie, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me on, man. It's always a blast hanging out with you guys.
Well, man, I tell you, you're kind of pulling double duty this weekend. You're going to be driving. You're also going to be promoting and running a pretty epic event with Minnie's Mission 125. And did this last year. And man, I tell you, it was really cool to see what you guys were able to pull off, and to do it again here in 2024 is really special, I know, for you. But talk a little bit to our listeners about what this weekend is all about for you and your family and the charity work that you guys do off the racetrack.
Yeah, man. So this weekend is called the Minis Mission 125. And, what this is we're hosting 30 families from Walter Reed and Children's National Hospitals. Up in my area, Walter Reed's in Bethesda, Maryland, Children's National's in D.C., so I'm a little up north, but we're hosting them at the racetrack for a Friday night. We're going to have a dinner for them and have some guest talkers. Each one of my car store drivers, just like last year, is being paired with a family, and we'll have interaction with them, and they're going to take them through the weekend on what it's like being a car store driver, what their daily life is. Like I said, we have the dinner on Friday night. We roll into Saturday in the morning. We have a chapel service for them. We try to pray for their healing as best as we can. And every single one of the people that will be participating at the dinner, I pray that everybody comes to that as well in the morning. Once we finish up that chapel service, we'll take everybody into the pits, give them a pit tour. Like I said, kind of just an all-out, all-exclusive kind of day of car store, having full range of Dominion Raceway. And so these kids really can get a feel of, what a race car driver is, what we do. But, the biggest part of this weekend is just making sure that we put a smile on everybody's face. And, nobody wins a race until that happens. And that means more than anything to me, definitely more than winning a race.
Well, Minnie, for one youngster, the activities actually start on Thursday for you guys. You want to talk about what you and some of the Cars Tour folks have planned for Thursday?
Yeah, so we got word that Landon, the gentleman that was partnered with Brendan Queen last year, we sang happy birthday for him on the front stretch there because it was his birthday, which was super cool. But he has actually completed his last round of treatment, and he is ringing the bell at Walter Reed on Thursday. So I grabbed Keely and Carson and called them and say, hey, what can we do? Because this is kind of a last minute thing. And I said, let's do something for him. And, we're going to take the pace car and stuff there. Can't have a race car there, but, it's not a big deal. We're still going to do it up and try to do kind of a whole victory lane celebration for him. We'll see. Hopefully they don't get too mad at us. Maybe he can stand on the pace car door.
Well, you have to talk to Jim Bushy about that. But Manny, talk a little bit. And for those that have followed your career, you've always been very big into the community service and children's cancer. Talk a little bit about where that stems from and where that passion comes from.
Yeah, so when I was, 6 years old, my one of my close family friends, my father grew up with her father throughout the years, and it was the Day family. And one of my close family friends, Ella, who was Ryan's daughter, had brain cancer. She was 7, I was 6, and I kind of overheard everything that was going on, between conversations of bills and whatnot, and I just said, hey, sat down at the dinner table with Dad and was like, hey, you know, what can we do? What can I do to try to, you know, raise money or bring awareness to this stuff? Because, you know, I saw and it touched all of us personally about what these families and these people go through when you see something like that happen. So we decided to start Minnie's Mission because I was just, you know, I was a young kid. I was just having fun with it. And, you know, obviously I was doing it for a good reason. I knew what I was doing for that reason. And I just wanted to raise money and help people. I don't know. It's just kind of the way I've always been brought up. My father's always taught me, you know, if someone's in need and they need help, you know, you're in a much better spot in life. And, you know, give what you can to the less fortunate and try to help people. It makes you feel good. So that's kind of how Minnie's Mission started. And when I was 8, I partnered with Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation and raised a ton of money with him. We raised, you know, $400,000 for cancer research. In the past couple of years now, I've been focusing on kind of quality of life programs, things like the Friends of Jacqueline Foundation, which I've worked with, just a bunch of different organizations like Alex's Army. We were able to donate $10,000 from last year's Dominion event to Alex's Army, which is a local boy here that I knew that unfortunately had passed from cancer, and his organization does great things for quality of life. I really enjoy doing the quality of life stuff because you actually, you know, get to be hands-on with most of the stuff you do, and doing this stuff like we're doing at Dominion to me is as hands-on as you're going to get. And just like I said, seeing these kids smile and trying to take that monster away from them and in that moment just get them out of that, you know, that fear of what's going on around them, you know, every day, which they face. And you're never going to get away from it, but, you know, we pray that every single one of those kids does and, you know, try to give them that weekend, that experience that really makes them smile.
Chatting with Minnie Tyrell here on the GSX Reps Hotline Stickered Up Podcast. And Minnie, it was posted, and just for time reference, we're recording on a Monday. So Dale Jr. actually came out with a Facebook post, a social media post promoting and kind of talking about this weekend and how important it is, not just for your foundation, but for the Cars Tour. How important is it to have the support from the Cars Tour? Obviously, you know, you and I know that they wouldn't not support this, but how important is it to have them as an organization back you up with this weekend and how important it is for you and your foundation?
Oh man, it's huge. You know, I just having everybody rally together. Like last year wasn't as big and, you know, because we had the Tour and 12 program at the time, so it was 13 families in total that we had. And, you know, I did kind of a bad job last year promoting it, didn't really put it out and get the message out, which after the fact, it was great. People saw it and was like, whoa, you know, we want to do this. So that's why this year we're like, okay, well, everybody's involved. We're going to make everybody do it. And but just seeing, you know, how the Cars Tour, you know, they got behind me and supported me with that. And, you know, the owners of the series, you know, Kevin and Dale and everybody that was coming out and showing their support to me. And, you know, as little as just a reshare, a repost, you know, it means the world to me. The fact that they're taking the time out of their day, as busy as everybody is, to try to help me spread this message and really get this out, because, you know, I think it's for a great cause. You know, I want to keep on doing this in the future. And the more people that get behind me and get behind this movement, you know, I think we can really turn this into something huge.
Manny, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to go to some on track stuff with you. 2024, again, competing for a Cars Tour championship. And you kind of been hiding in the weeds. And from my perspective, you're currently tied for fourth in points. You're only 21 markers out of the lead. 7 starts, 6 top 10 or 5 top 10s, 2 top 5s. You've completed every lap, which is a testament in this series. But talk a little bit about 2024 to date, you know, where your program's at, and you know, obviously the goal is to win a championship, but how do you feel about where you're at currently in your point standings and how your season's progressed?
Yeah, man, you know, I thought we had a pretty good start to the season early on. You know, obviously we've battled some failures. You know, Orange County really set us back. And, you know, last week in at Langley, we ran, you know, 13th. We just didn't have the greatest car, which, you know, you're going to have that on some weekends, but that kind of set us back a little bit. And but, you know, besides that, I thought we've had a really stellar start to the season. You know, we've just been Brandon Butler, Hippie, all the guys at the shop that make that thing go fast. They've just been working their tails off on it for me. And I think myself as a driver, along with my team, I've been with Brandon Butler for 10 years, and it's hard to believe that, but we've been together for 10 years, and working with him, and kind of, I feel like myself as a driver has matured over the years, and communicating everything. I think everything that we were doing, 2 years ago is just drastically improved this year. And we're just all working so well together. We keep on working, keep on bringing these fast cars. We've had some really good runs. I figured we probably should have won New River, but, I made a little mistake there at the end and got together with Brendan. But, like I said, I can't thank all the guys enough for how much, how hard they work on this thing and make our cars quick. And, I know we're going to get one this year. We just got to keep on fighting. And as long as I think we're, like you said, we're 20 out. I mean, it's hard to get back up there and get that back. But, I think as long as we stay consistent and keep on finishing in the top 10, that was my goal from the start of the year, just top 10s. If we can just stay in the top 10, we'll be there at the end. If we can keep on riding that goal out, I think we're going to have a really good season.
So let me ask you this. I saw this on social media. I think the Cars Tour released it. I don't know. It's like end of last week. So it looks like you and Cade Brown are you guys going to submit applications for employment at Flow with your interviewing skills that you guys did over at Langley last week?
Yeah. I mean, we might. I think we got to work on it, though, because we were a little lost with some of the questions we were asking.
I had to ask a young person what Riz was. I had no idea what that was. That tells how old I am.
Yeah, that's we just kind of came up with that on the fly there. But you don't realize how hard that job actually is, going around and talking to people. And we were like, we're not going to talk to them about racing. Like, it's all we hear all day. It's all we do all day. So why don't we just ask random funny questions? And it turned out to be really funny. They put that video together. So I think we're going to call it something. We haven't named it officially yet.
But, oh, so this is going to be an ongoing thing.
I think it is. Okay. I want to say we're going to do it at Dominion. I mean, I've got a ton going on, but I'm going to try to find a time to get with Cade, and we'll steal the camera again and walk around and see if we can do some more interviews.
Okay. I mean, look, man, I think it was fun. I think it's interactive, and we've had the conversation with some of our guests here that it's important, obviously, to be successful in what you do behind the wheel. But I think building your brand and being like personable, I think that's a big thing too in this sport, especially with the eyes that are on the Cars Tour now in the last 2 years with the new ownership group. I mean, those are the things that people want to see. And I it takes a lot of courage to do that, man. So I definitely give you guys kudos. Hopefully we'll be able to continue to see that. I'll be at the track this weekend. If you need any pointers, I'm more than happy to jump in there and to help you. But look, man, before I let you go, man, I want to ask this. You go to the racetrack to win races, and obviously you've had some really good runs at Dominion over the years, in the Cars Tour and on the NASCAR side. Ultimately, you're going to be a winner regardless of how you do on the racetrack, man. But what does it mean to you if you're able to get that first win of 2024 this weekend at Dominion?
Oh, dude, it would be huge. All the stars in my world would align for that to happen. But Dominion, I've always been, I'd say pretty good at. The worst I've ran there in the Cars Tour was sixth, and I think we've ran four races. So, I really like the track. It's my style. It's, constantly on the gas, it's super high grip, high bank. That's my style of driving. That's where I tend to be really, really good at. And I think I've gotten good at the low grip places, but it's taken me a while to kind of really adapt to those places. At the end of the day, this is my bread and butter right here. So, I mean, it would mean the world to get that win at Dominion this weekend. I mean, that would be super special. You know, I'd give anything in the world to be standing in that victory lane on Saturday night. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. Like I said, we just got to keep on working hard. And I know Brandon's going to have a great car for me, and I'll try to relay his, you know, best information that I can to him. And I will try to work together and come out swinging.
Well, that first win for you at Tri-County a couple years ago was a very special moment in victory lane. I cannot imagine what victory lane would look like this weekend if you won that race. I do want to ask you one question before we let you go as far as the race itself. Obviously, the new Hoosier S2 tire had a little bit of issues with it in previous races in 2024 here. But Dominion's always been a racetrack where tires have always been a question mark or a variable, even when we were running the F45s. What are your thoughts on the S2 tire at Dominion, and do you feel like that tire is going to be able to hold up? And because obviously it's so fast, the loads you guys carry there are really hard on tires. What's your thoughts on the S2 tire at Dominion?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year, I want to say 2 years ago, on the 45s, we did like competition yellows every 30 laps to cool the tires down. But, you know, I think the ST2 is going to hold up better. It is a little bit harder of a compound than the F45, you know, but these tires, they're very odd the way they race. You know, it's, I wouldn't say odd, it's just very unique. To me, it's like you put a heat cycle on them at the beginning of the race. It's almost like they're the slickest they are all week, really. And then all of a sudden you get a caution and they cool back down and you go back out and they just get really rock hard.
Yeah.
But I don't really think that that's going to be an issue when it comes to Dominion, like in terms of blistering or anything. You know, I think they're going to hold up fine. It's just a matter of the kind of the consistency factor that we look for in these tires. Because, you know, really, unfortunately, you get there and these tires, like, I like them as a driver. I think they suit my driving style a little better. I know a lot of people dislike the tire. But the only thing that I kind of complain about is just the inconsistency from set to set.
Yeah.
Because we could put on a brand new set of tires and we go out there and the car just reacts totally different. But we can put on an older set that has a bunch of laps and we go back out there and we run the same time and the car handles way better. So it just really depends on what you're doing. I mean, it's unfortunately it's kind of a gamble, but they said, you know, after Langley, they kind of got it figured out. At least they narrowed it down to just having two serial numbers of tires there. So I like that. You know, I like that factor. I kind of wish it was just all one serial number to make it easy for everybody. But
sure,
you know, hopefully we get all on the same kind of tires and they all react the same, or at least, you know, within the same amount of range that the other tires are, and that way when we practice we can really be setting up our car for how it's going to be in the race, instead of, you know, like at Tri-County, to me, I thought I was really, really good in practice and we put the tires on for qualifying and I went out there and it was like a completely different race car, qualified 15th. We still salvaged a 10th out of the night after pitting twice, but you know, it was crazy how drastic it changed, you know, from one set to another. But hopefully everything's kind of the same and everybody's on the same playing field this year, or I'm sorry, this week, you know, and obviously the rest of this year would be great, but
yeah,
you know, we'll see. It's hard. It's one of those things, like I said, I like the tire. I think it suits my driving style better, but
yeah,
in terms of the consistency, I just wish that there was just a little bit more from Hoosier there.
Yeah, and I think they're working on it, and I know that they were at Langley and made a statement that they were going to work on that. But again, it's not to really open that can, but I just know that Langley, or I know that Dominion has been a question mark for tires in recent cars tour races, and just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Manny, before I let you go, man, I know it takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack every weekend. I want to give you a chance to thank those individuals.
Yeah, man, just everybody that helps me, all the boys at home, Convenience Tire and Auto, Kirkland at IPOC with Solid Rock Carriers, the Henderson family, BDL Motorsports, the Weibel family, obviously Omnis Structures. I want to shout out and huge thank you to Paul Nichols with the Parents and Children Fighting Cancer Foundation. He is helping me, who paired me last year with all these families at Dominion, and He's who's doing it again with me this year. All donations that I've raised so far and I'd hope to raise more are all being processed through the Parents and Children Fighting Cancer Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit. So if anybody wants to make donations, you can certainly head over to my social medias. I've got all kinds of links and you can do it online. There is an address that you can mail it in. You know, all my crew, like I said, they're doing a one heck of a job for me this year. Just communication's been great, and couldn't ask for a better group of people to put me through. And, you know, the car store for all their help this weekend and setting up and just backing me, all the ownership group, you know, everybody that has come out and support me. You know, I've got a laundry list. I could go on for days, but just thank you so much to everybody that allows me to do this for everybody and bring everybody together and kind of unify and show everybody what the car store is.
Well, man, I can't thank you enough for the time this afternoon, man. I know you're busy and trying to get those T's crossed and I's dotted for this weekend's festivities, man. But excited to be a very, very small part of that this weekend. Best of luck to you on the racetrack. I know that the festivities with all the families is going to go off without a hitch, man, and excited to be a part of it. Go ahead and get that checkered flag on Saturday night, man. We'll have you back on next week to talk about how well the event went and how that victory came about on Saturday night.
Awesome, man. Will do. I can't wait to talk to y'all again. Always have a good time. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
That's Benny Tyrell, driver of the number 81 on the late model stock car side. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road. We'll wrap up this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour.
Adam Zirkle, Performance Technologies, video overlays powered by Racetrays. Compare your driving line around the track against the best and see how you stack up against the competition. They get every lap, every car. Available at every Cars Tour event. Traxxon IT services, and they can set up a network exclusive to your needs. At the racetrack, on race weekends. Contact Adam Zirkle, 434-222-8947. That's 434-222-8947. GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Cade Brown, driving the number 23 Velocity for your tank line Chevrolet for Matt Piercy Racing, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour Series presented by Sound Gear. Again, we head up I-95 Dominion Raceway for Minnie's Mission 125 on Saturday night. Again, festivities will start on Saturday with late model stock car practice starting at 2 o'clock. They'll go till 4 o'clock. Minnie's Mission dinner is at 6 o'clock in the Groove Room. That's where the drivers, crews, Cars Tour, people will be there with the families. Then a 9 o'clock social hour at the 118 bar. Back to the racetrack on Saturday afternoon, 1:30, late model stock car practice. And then final practice will go from 1:55 to 2:15. Gates open at 3 o'clock. 6 o'clock late model stock car qualifying will take place. Pre-race activities including a skydive show, color guard presentation, the national anthem, green flag. For the first two races, the Bandos and the Legends, that'll take place at 7 o'clock. Driving reductions at 8 o'clock for the late model stock car. Drivers of the Cars Tour, 8:30, Brandon Willard will wave the flag. 125 laps for the Minis Mission 125. General admission this weekend at Dominion is $30. Seniors and military are $24. Ages 6 to 15 are $10. And under 5 are free. Can't make it to Dominion this weekend. We encourage you to follow all of the action with our friends at Flow Racing. Want to thank those people that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Adam Zirkle Performance Technologies, GeoCut, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Morgan Patrick, for making us sound so good each and every week. And want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline, Minnie Tyrell. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Don't forget to share this podcast.
What's up? This is Dylan Wilson.
Hey, this is Jeremy Mayfield.
Hey, this is Trevor Ward.
I'm Blake McCandless.
Hey, this is Brandon Willard, waving the flags for the car store.
But I want to thank you for listening to the
Stickered Up.
Stickered Up Podcast.
You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.